Welcome to Dateline RIT with Mike Safran.
Dateline RIT, September 28, 2006. Research by P.R. Mukund from RIT's Kate Gleason College of Engineering and Roger Easton from RIT's Chester F. Carlson Center for Imaging Science, looking into digitally preserving 700-year-old Hindu manuscripts, was reported in several national and international publications. Here's Dr. Mukund on one of the benefits of digitizing the documents.
The manuscript is so brittle and so old that every time it's open, it crumbles and we lose 1 or 2% of it. Now that it is all digitized, they never have to open it again because there is no need to. Any scholar who wants to study these manuscripts can actually go to the digitized version and still be able to see what's on the original.
That's RIT engineering professor P.R. Mukund on the digital preservation of ancient Hindu documents. RIT public policy professor and offshoring expert Ron Hira was quoted on September 21 by the San Antonio Express News for a story about AT&T's move of 2,000 outsourced jobs, including some 1,200 in India and other overseas locations, back to U.S.-based company positions.
While there are some cases like the one cited of work coming back to the U.S., the overwhelming trend really is that the work is moving offshore. And as the story talks about, this is really an intervention basically by the unions to bring that work back here to the U.S. So while this is a good story in the sense of it's good news for some American workers, the reality is we're going to see more and more work go offshore.
That's RIT public policy professor and job offshoring expert Ron Hira from Washington.
This is Susan Gallowitz, RIT University News beat reporter, covering the College of Liberal Arts. RIT public policy professor Jamie Weinbrink was quoted by United Press International and several other news organizations about his research into the impacts of environmental policies on the automotive industry and consumer behaviors. RIT and the University of Michigan won $2 million from the National Science Foundation to create computer models that reflect consumer and industry response to policy decisions and how the state of the market impacts the environment. The software will give analysts a tool to predict the complicated market dynamic between consumers and producers. This is Susan Gallowitz.
On the RIT campus this week, Chief Communications Officer Bob Finnerty on the RIT premiere of Robert Manning's film In Debt We Trust, and a preview of the upcoming regatta competition. And News and Events Managing Editor Vianna Carvalho is here with this week's top stories.
This is Bob Finnerty. I'd rather go to bed supperless than rise in debt. Ben Franklin uttered these words more than 200 years ago. Our founding fathers would be disappointed with many Americans today, those who have strangled themselves with debt. Enter RIT professor Robert Manning. Manning has become the nation's guru on credit cards after his award-winning book, Credit Card Nation. Now, Manning is a key player in the documentary film, In Debt We Trust, America Before the Bubble Bursts. The film makes its RIT premiere at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, October 3rd in the Gordon Fieldhouse. Along with a 30-minute excerpt of the film, a panel moderated by RIT President Al Simone will discuss financial matters of the day. This will be followed by a question-and-answer session. Harvard, Yale, Brown, the big boys and gals are coming to Rochester to compete, and the RIT Tigers will be with them stroke for stroke. The head of the Genesee Invitational Regatta takes place Sunday, October 8th on the banks of the Genesee River. This is a great fall festival for students, parents, alumni, and anyone in the Rochester community. For more on the regatta, visit the university news site and click on Genesee Regatta. This is Bob Finnerty on the RIT campus.
This is News and Events Managing Editor Vianna Carvalho. In the current issue of News and Events, read about the largest study ever to analyze the hearing of women on hormone replacement therapy, conducted by NTID's founding director, D. Robert Frisina, along with his son. The study indicates that women whose hormone replacement therapy included progestin had the hearing of women 5 to 10 years older. The study will continue to examine the exact effects of hormone replacement therapy on the ears and brain. Also in the current issue, we feature James Bagg, an industrial and systems engineering student who has used his co-op experience, combined with ROTC military training, to gear up for tackling larger tests that he will face after graduating. Read more about these stories and other RIT news in the September 21st issue of News and Events. This is Vianna Carvalho on the RIT campus.
This has been Dateline RIT, September 28, 2006. I'm Mike Safran on the RIT campus.
For more on these stories and other RIT news, visit www.rit.edu/news. Dateline RIT is produced by RIT University News Services.